accident victims? You have serious questions. Can you get cash, lost wages, money for your pain? I'm Larry Green of Berger Green, the injury lawyers. We have serious answers for you, free. We want to get you as much money as possible, as fast as possible.
Did you write it?
It was like victim taken to Zuckerberg Hospital.
What?
And Mark Zuckerberg is paid for San Francisco's hospital.
Oh, wow.
So now it's in his name. So it's like
I don't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where you kind of go, oh wait, he's not totally
That's crazy.
Bad. Like people forget he's like a 31-year-old bajillionaire, right? And he's putting his money to some good stuff. Are you looking at that right now?
Yeah. Zuckerberg, San Francisco General Hospital and Trauma Center.
So San Francisco General is now Zuckerberg General.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's crazy.
San Francisco General's like LA County. It's like totally. One of those hospitals that there's like six in the country that can't refuse people.
Yeah.
And there's a certain classification for them, but it's like they're like fucking insanity zones because they have so many homeless people and poor people, and they can't.
Especially in
so there's these
like
long, you know that Code Black movie?
Sure, yeah.
It's like one of those places.
You know how when you like donate money, how it's like, do you want to put your name on it or would you like to donate anonymously? And it always feels kind of crass to put your name on it and be like, I gave you $20 for your, you know, GoFundMe because your parents have like a disease. Is it the same when you pay for a hospital?
Yes and no. I don't know. It's a bigger conversation because someone asked me one time, like, do you want to have your name remembered? And I was like, I don't really care.
Yeah
like,
same.
But this other person was very, like, concerned about having people remember him.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of people like, that name things after them, that, like, win wars, that, like,
that build pyramids. Narcissism?
I don't know. It's been going on for humanity.
Yeah.
So it's part of human.
I mean, I think it's also kind of like a gift.
It's a pyramid,
thing.
Right? Zuckerberg's pyramid.
It's
the same thing. Yeah. Instead of... I don't know any of the names of the pyramids, but the triangular
the old pyramids. I think it's the old pyramids.
I think that's the official scientific name. I mean, I think that they don't necessarily, like, when Zuckerberg gave money to the hospital, I don't think he was
thinking, I'm a pharaoh.
Well, I don't think he was like, and it's going to be called Zuckerberg Memorial Hospital. I think he was like,
I don't know though. You know when like families give money to their colleges to build libraries?
Yeah, but
like,
I think that sometimes the college or in this case the hospital says, thank you for your donation. To show how much we appreciate it, we're gonna name it after you. And then it's kind of like a thank you. So if Zuckerberg was like, don't do that, they'd be like, But we want it to. And so I don't think it's quite, I'm sure there's some cases because there are a lot of bad rich people out there who are like, and it will be called Ronald H. Pullman High School, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think they're all like that. I think sometimes it's like a gift from the institution.
Interesting. Mm. There's a lot of information on it.
The proof is in the pudding, dude.
I think
His name is on the board.
Proof is in the pudding. So shout out Mark, dude.
The pudding.
Hey, big listener. Thanks, dude.
Baby blankets,
baby blanket ads. Thank you for giving us all that cash on Patreon, Mark. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Do we still have a Patreon? I think we still have a Patreon.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should probably get into this. This is DigiReddit, weekly podcast about the internet by Wave Reddit, the front page of the internet. We're doing this one a little earlier, I think. So I don't know if we're going to post this one this week or maybe early next week.
Oh yeah.
Del Bubis has to go to Miami.
Miami.
You going to clubs?
Yeah, I'm going to the clubs. I'm doing an internship with the Miami-Dade Police Department, CSI Miami style.
Wait, are you really?
No. Okay. I wish.
Dang.
You kind of pulled that out of your back pocket, really surprisingly.
It was very realistic. I wish. No, I'm going to just be there for like mainly a day and a half, but never been before.
I'm so confused. Can you elaborate a little bit more on this trip?
On the Miami police thing?
No,
it's
just
a bachelorette party.
Oh, it's for a shoot.
Oh,
so
okay,
like,
cool.
Yeah, right. It's on the shoot's on Thursday and I'm flying out.
You made
Wednesday.
It sound so you invented a lie about the police department and then you were like, no, actually, I'm only gonna be there for a day.
I know.
You're like, what are you trafficking?
Extremely unclear.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So we're doing this one a little early so we can kind of get out of the way. But it's cool because a lot has been happening this week that I think is primed for what we're going to talk about today.
Oh,
so
yeah. rough.
But beforehand, and well, actually, this will be a very easy segue out of what's been happening on the front page and what the topic is of today, which is going to be legal advice. A little teaser. But front page, what's been happening since we last talked, which is basically Thursday, right? It's pretty.
The guy from Night Court died was the big news that I was bummed about.
Night Court and the military guy, the famous
Army Hammer.
Army Hammer.
Both of those guys died. It's a couple of famous old TV vets.
When I always talk about I want old people to die, those are not the old people I'm talking about.
I know.
I'm talking about the bad old people, not like the charming old people that are on like TV shows that you watch at 3 p.m. on Thursdays.
Yeah, old Harry Anderson died.
Was he the...
The actor best known for playing the off-the-wall working judge in the night shift of Manhattan courtroom television comedy series Night Court. He was 65.
That seems pretty young.
Oh, after all that TV money, all you have to do is sit around all day slapping the heroin needle up your pee hole and just living high.
Snorting kratom, dude?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. I guess I could read about it, but let's just speculate instead.
Probably. Whoa, this is
assassination.
This is some breaking news.
What?
Fucking crazy. Top of home right now. North Korea and South Korea reportedly set to announce official end of the war.
What? You know, great.
Good for them, dude.
So happy for them.
Now we can focus all of our war efforts on Syria.
Yeah. I wonder if they're quitting so they can get in on the Syria stuff. It's probably more money to be made there.
Yeah, Halliburton is brokering this deal, so they can they can send all their weapons over to Syria.
I'm curious what their move is.
Well, it's odd I was just talking to somebody about this. Like Syria, so this Syria and Russia thing is scary, right? Like bomb Syria, Donald Trump is like mission accomplished. We're like, you're not supposed to say that anymore. We screwed that up last time.
Did he learn anything?
Did he learn anything? No. And he was like, I'll say what I want. He'd be like, you're a fucking idiot.
Technically, there was a mission.
Right.
And it was completed per that mission.
per the guidelines laid out of that mission.
But you've also just like began what could be a 25-year, if not 50-year, which is, it's been going on since...
It's been going on since 2011.
It's been going on since it's been going on for 2,000 years with like the Christians invading the Middle East.
Oh yeah,
like, what's the difference? But I don't know.
The Syria thing.
When is it going to? It's
Syria
not going to end.
Started in 2011 because of the what do you call it? Arab Spring.
Yeah,
is when all that happened. But anyway, the reason
good thing it wasn't the fall.
The reason I brought that up.
There's a picture on the front page too that shows Donald Trump's like really swollen eyelids look exactly like Homer's like mouth.
That's amazing.
I've seen that. I've seen Homer become so many things. Like there was that famous one about the vagina that was going around.
Oh, Simps?
The vagina Homer.
There's a not safe for work subreddit called Simps that I wouldn't suggest any of you guys talk to.
Oh god.
Related.
But it's literally exactly that. It's like it's vaginas that look like his mouth.
Just
that's
and
all
they
it
call
is.
Them Simps.
They're called Simps, yeah.
Oh my god. If you were like, you know, a single guy and you were going out on the town all the time and you were encountering
like,
lot of vagina,
yeah.
Would you be like, hey, you know what, you got a Simps?
Yeah.
Excuse me, come again?
I feel like at that point you've seen so many vaginas that it's just like you're sensing patterns now that other
like,
people
what if that was
see.
Your gift for yeah. spotting Simpses?
You're like, hey, I know we don't know each other yet, but I can tell through your pants that you may have a Simp.
So weird.
That's very strange.
The internet.
Oh, gross!
Are you looking at it right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
I told you not to look at it.
I can handle it too early.
I told you not to do it.
I can't not look at things. I need to see things.
I mean, it's important to know. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
That's fun. I guess I know that because on the when we were going deep on Reddit list is funny because you go through Reddit list and you find all these different subreddits you've never heard of. But the not safe for work Reddit list is fascinating because you like learn phrases that you've never heard of before. You know what I mean? Because there's so many different terms for sexual things.
Yeah.
That like
yeah.
you only learn.
Oh.
Well, it's like when you're like in fourth grade and you're learning about sex stuff for the first time and someone's like, hey Donnie, say dildo.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
What does that mean, dildo? And then you ask your parents are like, get the fuck out. Who told you that? And I feel like this is what happens with weird fetishes as an adult. Yeah. You're just like, you know, this is, I mean, shout out Ho for show. Discovering fetishes in real time.
God, I love it. I
love them. But it's like, you know, you go to the Not Safe for Work subreddit and you're like, oh, didn't know that was what that was called, right? And we technically covered Rule 34. That's what it is.
Rule 34.
Anyway, the reason we brought that up is because the reason we brought up simps is because I was telling my friend the other day how strange it is that literally within the last year, this is how fucking crazy fast our world political spectrum is moving. Our world political environment is moving. Less than a year ago, maybe even less than 6 months ago, I guess at this point, we were like very worried we were about to get nuked by North Korea.
Yeah. Right?
Today, North Korea and South Korea are announcing the end of their war, which has been happening for, you know, since the 60s, I believe, right? That's when the Korean War was. And now
everything started in the 60s
or sometime like that. And then now we're like in a real serious problem with Syria and Russia. Yeah. And like 4 months ago, Russia was just like, hey, we're buddies with you guys now. You guys are just like letting us do whatever we want in America. So like, sure, we'll be hanging out. It's very strange.
So weird. I don't know, man.
All Trump's hotels are going to get confiscated.
Oh, yeah. They're all going to have a salmonella outbreak.
I mean, he's wigging out. He's like, God damn it.
Oh, yeah. He's freaking out.
Got a lot of holdings in Moscow. Yeah. All my cigar lockers are going to be confiscated.
Yeah. Which brings us to Michael Cohen, his lawyer. Right. I almost said his lobster.
You got lobster week on your mind?
Yeah, I got lobster fest.
Lobster fest?
In the front of my brain.
I think, shout out, lobster fest ends on the 24th. I believe.
Shit.
So
yeah.
You guys gotta.
Where are these lobsters coming from?
They're not real lobsters, dude.
They're not.
Like ground up prawns that they put into a mold of a lobster.
I like it.
It's ground up just cornmeal that they color red.
It's injected.
I'm gonna tell you guys on the go talk about Michael Cohen while I look up Lobster Fest real fast.
Perfect. So this past week, the latest, you know, news in the world right now is that Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's primary shifty lawyer, was
plaid wearing jacket lawyer.
Yeah, he wears such
plaid jacket and slacks, and he looks like he lifts too many back weights, but that's it.
Yeah, and he looks like he's constantly rebounding from nasal spray. Like his nose is stuffed, and he's like,
yeah. Coming from somebody who knows firsthand.
I know what that's like.
He's an Afrin addict.
Yeah.
I gotta interrupt like now because everybody needs to stop what they're doing, take this pod in the car, and head over to Lobster Fest.
Put it on there.
Ends on Sunday.
Oh my God.
So hope we gotta get this pod out by Sunday then so that you guys don't miss your opportunity to get some sick tail.
If I was listening to this and we posted it after Lobster Fest was done, I would be pissed and I would unsubscribe.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, we'd be subject to a fat lawsuit.
Yeah.
I should probably...
I wish we had some legal advice about it.
I know.
Should we talk about the sub of the day, or should I read menu items from the Red Lobster Lobster Fest menu?
Just the lobsters.
Listener.
Okay. I mean, I think we have two very, very clear choices. Yeah. Finish talking about Michael Cohen while I look at these photos, and then...
Yes. Okay,
can I just read one of them? Actually, just because it's making me excited.
Go for it.
Crispy lobster and waffles.
Wait.
There's a breakfast item.
What?
Waffles and crispy lobster / red cornmeal.
Okay, actually, that sounds good.
Sounds pretty wild, right?
So fried lobster on waffle.
That sounds real good.
Pretty wild stuff.
Oh my God.
Now let me, would you prefer your lobster fried coming out of Red Lobster? Because it's guaranteed to be at least bacteria free or bacteria dead, I should say. Like, because it's fried, you know, versus a cold storage lobster. I feel like that's where, you know, salmonella lurks.
Yeah.
They also have lobster's lover punch.
So, what's
lobster
that?
Smoothie?
A fruit punch that comes with a kick.
A mix
of Captain Morgan's Bacardi and Malibu rum shaken in with berry and pineapple juice. Sounds like a vacation to me. Let's talk about Michael Cohen.
God. Yeah, so Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's lawyer, the FBI raided his office about a week ago and, you know, took a bunch of records relating to a variety of things, but including Ms. Stormy Daniels, future right. president of the United
right.
States.
Which I think that was the main reason they went for him, right?
Yeah.
Because they suspected that there were some campaign finance violations.
Yeah. So, like, that's probably outwardly the most obvious reason.
Right.
But we're finding out now that he's been under investigation for months and months and months.
Cool.
So his phones have probably been tapped. His meetings have been monitored. So I think probably a ton of information is going to be coming out in the next few
right.
months. So Trump tried to, like, file for an injunction to stop the FBI from looking at any of the records they seized. And a judge shot that down by saying, like, Michael Cohen's barely even a lawyer. Like, you can't have client attorney privilege when you don't have any clients.
Oh, is that the deal? Is he just like, is basically just Donald Trump's friend?
Well, there were a couple kind of snotty things that the judge wrote about Michael Cohen when he denied that injunction.
So they
I don't
officially
remember.
Denied the injunction? I didn't
yeah.
realize that. Oh, wow.
They were like, no, like, that's not a thing.
That's amazing.
And it was basically like the capacity in which Michael Cohen was like functioning with Donald Trump was barely that of a lawyer. So
right.
they're like, no, there's no, that doesn't count. And because they seized records pertinent to the investigation into the Trump administration and stuff, I feel like his idea of like, well, it would put at risk all my other private attorney client privilege shit. And they're like, you don't have any other clients, dude. Like, just Sean Hannity, which we found
right.
out yesterday.
I mean, he has a couple, but one of which is Sean Hannity.
Yeah, I think
it sounds
three,
like
literally three.
Like an old weed doctor or one of those doctors who gives
yeah.
out
he does, doesn't
service
he?
Animal.
Oh, that's
passes.
Funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, well, look, if there's a rule that says you need a slip to get your dog on a plane for free, you're going to get a doctor who's going to take $100
right.
bucks to
yeah.
do that all day. And the same with this. Like,
totally.
If there's a rule that says you can hide behind a certain lawyer privilege, there's going to be 1,000 lawyers lining up going
for
like,
sure.
yeah, where do I sign, dude? I'll do that job where I just like hide people's secrets
sure.
and get a salary.
So that's...
I mean, if I was a rich guy, I would have that guy lurk. He's like your fixer, right?
yeah.
Is he
for
your,
sure.
Is he your Michael Clayton type?
Totally.
Yeah.
Only like not as smart.
Yeah,
or handsome.
or handsome.
So that's basically...
Or
so
with
that,
a questionable brother who was on heroin and took all of his restaurant cashish.
So shitty.
So that was one of the big hot moments of last week on the world stage, but also on Reddit.
Yep.
So I think that today was my round to kind of dig into which subreddit I thought was pertinent to today's hot breaking news. So I wanted to talk about a specific sub that I've been following for a little while. I've never had to use in a serious way, but I've noticed that it garners some really fascinating stories, is legal advice, right? Because we are in this strange, this week in particular, because another really interesting thing happened yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Ajit Pai.
Oh, God,
kind of
he
the internet's villain. The internet's
I like it with
villain.
A side of a la mode, personally.
Ajit Pai. A la mode.
So Ajit Pai, his...
Can you please meme that?
Yeah, we do need to make that into a beautiful T-shirt.
So broadband advisor picked by FCC chairman Ajit Pai arrested on fraud charges.
Oh!
So the House of Cards is also falling in the FCC.
He was arrested?
No. Somebody he chose for his board.
Got it.
Oh boy.
So I think it's a little. I don't think
that means he's gonna have to stab himself in the face.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think correlation means causation, but I think what we're seeing, and the reason I bring that up, is this has just been an interesting time for big legal issues at the highest order, and there's a subreddit, Legal Advice, which covers interesting topics on a much more granular basis, but it's basically a sub, and we'll read it kind of verbatim on kind of what's going on in the sub, but it's a place to ask simple legal questions, advice here for information purposes only and should not be considered final or official advice. See a local attorney for the best answer to your questions. So this is a sub dedicated to essentially doing what LegalZoom does, where they're just like, we'll give you legal advice. We're not going to give you legal advice, but we'll
yeah.
give you legal advice, right? That's like kind of LegalZoom's whole thing, right? And this is kind of a sub dedicated to that. But the reason I love this sub is because the stories that precipitate these legal questions are fucking bananas, dude.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them are crazy, and like what's really fascinating is they resolve themselves. So when you look through the... Like, this one is one of those subs where you get to watch what happens to these posts in real time. So somebody will be like, my fucking stepdad stole my Porsche.
Yeah.
What do I do? And then
what do I do?
And then, like, a couple months later, like, people will give their advice, and then a couple months later, it'll be like, update, just want to let you know, got my Porsche back, and my stepdad has a restraining order, right? Thanks for all the help, Reddit. Which is kind of cool, you know? You don't usually see that. You don't usually see this progression of things happening.
Because you can, anybody can work the system if they know what forms to download.
Well, and there's
and
a lot
sounds
of...
sounds confusing, but if you have, like, somebody... directing you
totally. I mean, it's
you
forms.
Could probably figure it out with a little Adderall.
Yeah.
Coffee,
and there are so many like complicated things that come up that you're like, I don't like this happened. What are my rights? Like, I don't know what my rights are with this. Like, someone tore down an 800-year-old tree in my backyard. Like, what do I do? Is there a law against that? And so that this is like a great place for people to, I don't know, like put out some of these weird things that feel wrong, and they're like, I feel like I've been wronged.
Right.
Is this illegal? And a lot of people will give some great advice.
Yeah, and I think that we're at this strange time with the legal system, too. I've been speculating a lot about this because we're...
where laws don't seem to exist for people with money.
Well, I mean, that's true. And the reason that's true is because there's this... in my opinion, there's a glut of lawyers because the myth of success in America was predicated on two professions, doctors and lawyers, right?
Yep.
I don't want to say lawyers were easier to do, but like doctors are kind of like you either have the tenacity to get through it and you know how to do math or you fucking don't. That's it, right? Being a lawyer, I think there's a few different ways that you kind of get into law, right? You can be like an art history major, but then go to law school and be perfectly fine and then just like kind of know the law of art commerce, right? For instance. So when the recession happened, this is kind of all speculation, but this is, I do think this is probably true. When the recession happened, you had a lot of very smart people who couldn't get into the workforce, so they went to grad school. And a lot of the times that grad school they chose was law school. Because obviously...
the general field, too. You can generally work.
Yeah.
Totally. And yeah, exactly. When you get a law degree, it's just like a punch up on your normal degree, right?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people view it as.
Right. So a lot of people went to law school. So now there's this insane glut of lawyers. So there are a lot more hungry people ready to get litigious at the drop of a hat, right? Because when you think about it, I mean, this is a strange thing about American civilian life, right? Like any of us right now could get served papers for something that we didn't do, and then you're forced to defend yourself in court, which costs thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, even if you didn't do anything, right?
My God.
Goddamn lawyers ruining America.
And it's a strange thing. So legal advice is really nice because what it does is it's kind of you can look at these posts and you can see these situations where A, people don't have to spend a dime to like consult this subreddit, and granted, again, it's like it's not, you shouldn't make this your final place for legal advice, but you see these people who are just being good Redditors who are essentially like, yeah, here's what I would do if I were you.
Yeah.
Right. Here, I'm not a lawyer, but like knowing what I know about that kind of situation, these are the steps that you should take.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things that you see here too are people that are just helpless and confused because part of the legal process too is like, okay, cool. I got to file paperwork. I got to find the money. I got to do blah. I got to do blah. And you just go, oh, fuck it. I'm whatever. I'm defeated.
I'm not moving to Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, literally, like there's stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, when you have situations like this where like there was a tree that meant a lot to me that was uprooted. I can't stop thinking about it. It's causing me serious emotional distress. Do I have any legal precedent for dealing with this?
That's the best claim that's totally all about money.
I know, totally.
Emotional distress.
Totally.
I laugh at those because I'm like, just say what you want.
Yeah.
You're like I just want cash.
I know. I feel like it's like emotional distress is like a catch-all for like, even if you're just like, yeah, I know it was just a tree, but like, God, it pisses me off that someone thought they could do that. I'm emotionally distressed just thinking about how mad I am. Like, that's emotional distress.
You're
getting super pissed.
Money is is always the punishment.
I know.
But I think there's a more creative way to get what you need and punish people.
Make
and
that guy nurture a baby sapling on your property for the next 80 years.
Totally, dude.
Or just make his family do it.
Take off three toes, dude.
Sharia law. Nice. I'm into it.
I'm into
Bring
Sharia.
It back.
I mean, come on. The ultimate law.
Take off three toes, dude. You know, shouldn't have touched that tree.
Cut down his tree. And when you say tree, you mean wiener.
Whoa. I made the joke a while back that, you know, for every pardon Trump gives out, he should get a teardrop tattoo on under his eye.
That's really
as
true.
Like just to give it a little bit of weight, so he can't just go around going like pardon,
right.
Pardon.
Totally.
Like, what's the check and balance there? I mean, you should at least have a limit of like
should be a tattoo.
2 a year
totally.
Or
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of boggles my mind that he can just pardon whoever the fuck he wants,
honestly,
as many times as he wants. Totally. This guy doesn't care. He'll break that system. And so,
so add it to the list of systems.
Right. Yeah. So for the next president to be like, yeah, I'll pardon 100 people that are just like, which then makes the law moot.
Right.
So throw a teardrop tattoo on him. Like, he has to get or like a tramp stamp tattoo or something.
Totally.
That at least makes him think twice. And I think, you know, in the legal system too, you could have some sweet rules.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, and if you had some creative kick-ass judges,
totally.
They'd be like, you have to put bum fights on your face in a tattoo or something cool.
Bum fights. So this is, I think you're right. I mean, I think that there's the legal system's so fucked. I mean, this is, I guess, ultimately why I love this sub. And by the way, this is not an unpopular sub. This has 383,000 readers.
Wow.
And there are a couple offshoots of this as well, because I think obviously it started as a legal advice. There's an offshoot called Best of Legal Advice.
Ooh.
That is entirely predicated on people speculating about the case itself. So, or when I say case, I mean the circumstance that the post was made. So you'll see somebody will have posted. So one of the most popular ones of this week that actually happened to become one of the most popular of all time, which is, this is actually why I initially wanted to talk about it. And then by happenstance, the whole government is also being sued right now, so it just kind of like seems like a good time to talk about legal advice.
Totally.
But the one that hit the main, actually I found it on All, so it was on the front page, but the title is "I Told My Math Teacher About My Mother and She Got Arrested." And this is one of the ones, this is one of the updated ones, but you can see a lot of people talking about it on the Best of Legal Advice as well. Anyway, so I will, actually, Dog Boobs, do you want to read this since you're so good at reading in public?
Oh my gosh, yes. Let me pull it up. Might have to edit this out. I didn't have it pulled up.
There's no editing on our pod, you know that.
Fuck.
We don't have the budget for that kind of
stuff. Wait, what's a good keyword?
You weren't supposed to have it pulled up, in your defense.
That's
nobody
true.
Ever asked.
That's true.
Dog
Boobs, recite this from memory, please.
Teacher. I got this.
And your dad thinks we're in some tech studio where we can just... Fifth Element. We don't have any boards.
I found it. So it's the "I Told My Math Teacher About My Mother and She Got Arrested." Okay, this is by Kooks Kika.
Cool, nice
cool.
name, Kooks.
I got my 13-year-old brother after school yesterday, and we went to see my math teacher. I didn't tell him all the details, but I told him my mother wanted to put a device on me to keep me from having sex. Let me see. Is there the original? Let me find the original post.
So the original post is a mother trying to control her son's alone time.
So this is our Kooks Kika guy. I'm 15. My family's deeply religious. I respect that. But sometimes, you know, I'm 15 and I have to, you know, rub one out. I try not to be like...
Nice, Kooks.
I try not to, but I can't concentrate on anything
boy,
else
get that
if
boy
I don't.
A coconut.
Get him a coconut. And like, if I see a pretty girl, it'll get worse. It basically feels like sleeping to me. If I don't do it, I can't function. I don't know if I'm normal or not. I'm definitely
ashamed
of it.
What a sweet boy, dude. This is like a nice 15-year-old religious boy thing.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm ashamed, but it's like physiological. My mom doesn't believe me. My dad's out of the picture, so I can't talk to him and ask if this is a guy thing. Anyway, my mom has tried a lot of things to get me to stop. She took my door off, for example. She grounded me. I tried to hide it, so she gives up. She gives up, but now she's decided to get some kind of device and put it on me so that I can't touch myself.
Oh my
she
God.
Seemed serious, and it wouldn't be out of character for her. She also does other weird things on Fridays, like we can't eat because of Jesus. I try to respect that, but often I go on my bike, I go on a bike ride and get food somewhere. I get hungry.
Oh my God, this is devastating.
So sad.
I like this blanket rule. It's
what
Friday.
I want to know is, can I refuse to wear her fucking penis device. I pretty much know I'll lose my phone. She'll probably sell it so I can't get it back and stuff if I refuse, but I personally think that going a while without my phone is kind of fine. I want my grades to stay okay so that I can get into college and have some control over myself, and I can't do that if I'm constantly hot and bothered by every girl I see, because, well, you know... So yeah, this is kind of embarrassing. I hope I don't need to share my personal information here. I live in Ohio and I go to a private school. So top,
oh man,
top like
I can't imagine people have these parents.
Oh, I can. I definitely know those people. I'm from Ohio, dude. You know
yeah.
that?
Yeah. So like the general consensus here from everybody commenting is like, that's illegal. That's sexual abuse. You need to call Child Protective Services.
Right. I mean, that's a complicated one, man, because that's so like it is her, it is his parent. And like, I know a lot of parents who are, you know, everybody knows parents that were like crazy strict growing up.
And this kid would get chewed up in the foster system. He'd be bent over well, all day and
not
raped.
Even just in the foster system. I mean, like when you called CPH, CPS at CPS on your mom, like your mom is fucking grounding you, tell you that right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, especially if there's not a dad in the picture.
Oh, yeah. But when you look into his story a little bit more, he's talking about how his sisters are like 10 years old, have never been to school and don't know how to read. He has like six other siblings. Everybody's hungry and underweight all the time.
Boy. They should start a revolution in the house.
That's a really bad one, man.
I mean, a bunch of little kids could kill a mom.
Totally. Oh, my God. Yeah, man. I support
it. Morbid reality, shout out.
And that his mom is part of some sort of weird religious offshoot where the priest has like been a little inappropriate with him and
oh
has
my God.
Hugged him for like five straight minutes.
It's just
that's a bit weird.
I always hug for 5 minutes.
For five whole Jesus minutes. Man. Otherwise it's not a hug.
This just sounds like straight up good old fashioned abuse.
Yeah. Yeah. So everyone's like you gotta, can't do that.
Yeah, he's gotta blow the whistle,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
And
so,
this is man, it's funny too. I mean reading this or hearing you read this rather, you guys know Moral Oral, that old Adult Swim show?
No.
Oh, Moral Oral was the best.
No.
It was this. It was a little boy, really innocent, little religious boy who I think it was made by the people who made Aqua Teen. I'm almost positive, but it's a fucked up show, but it's also really funny in like kind of that black comedy sense. But it sounds like Moral Oral reading that story,
like black stand up comedy.
No. Like black, dark comedy. Anyway. So that's chapter one of this story, right?
Yeah.
And this is actually a good example of this kind of progression of posts that I kind of talked about at the beginning of this, where you get to watch this one take place over time and resolve itself, which is interesting. So
yeah.
Now read the second one.
So yeah. So, okay. So the comments on that original one were basically like, call Child Protective Services. And his responses were like, my mom's going to know if I use my phone. You know, I don't know what to do. So they said, you need to go to one of your teachers.
Did you see the doctor, what he said about doctors?
No.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but on the original discussion about this too, one of the posters was like, if she tries to put a device on you, call Child Protective Services. Does she ever take you to a doctor? And then the kid who posted was like, no. We're not allowed to go to the doctor for religious reasons. My younger brother, who is 13, broke his arm last year and had to go and got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
What
like,
the fuck,
fuck
is with these people?
This bitch. So he's afraid to talk to anybody. And then so someone's like, okay, we'll go to a teacher because something that most people don't know, I guess, and I only know because of Law and Order SVU, is that teachers are like mandated reporters of child abuse. So like if a kid comes to them and says, like, my mom's abusing me or my mom wants to put my dick in a weird cage.
In a vase.
Yeah, in a vase. The teachers legally have to report that. So they were like, if you're afraid your mom's going to find out, just go to a trusted teacher and tell them. They will help you. So
worst nightmare is the teacher's in on it.
Yeah.
And then, tells mom and then it's
Jesus.
On.
The True Detective Season 2, we all wish we had.
Yep. Yeah. We all
if
wish
I've learned anything
existed.
From Kindergarten Cop, it was you find Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And you tell that man.
Tell him. He'll help you.
Your diddle's being caged.
Yep. And watch caged. Out and then make way because he'll come charging. He'll come.
Put down the ferret.
Amazing. All right. So read the second one.
A few days after this, we get an update from this kid. I told my math teacher about my mother, and she got arrested. Awesome.
Cool.
So they went and told the teacher. I didn't tell him all the details, but I told him my mom wants to put a device on me to keep me from having sex, and my brother and I showed him the healed burn things that you guys suggested. So earlier, there were like cigarette burns or something on his body. Right. At first, he wanted to call our mom, but that actually made my brother cry in fear, so he didn't, because I told him I'd run away and call the police if he did. He called a bunch of people, and that's kind of disturbing right there. Right.
What, that the teacher was going to call the mom?
Yeah. It's like,
I mean, this is another thing that we're in the midst of right now. This revolution about teacher salaries and overall, like Betsy DeVos being like, what's a teacher? Right.
Even though I'm in charge of all of them.
But this is like, teachers are responsible for so much crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like the fact that they're legally obligated to report things like this.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be fucking teaching these kids is pay them a goddamn living wage.
They spend
more time
with your kid than you do. And like the fact that they've got
and they're burdened
100
with
of them every day to deal with.
I mean, can you imagine an inner city school where it's any of these kids could come up and be like, well, my mom beats the shit out of me and my brother. And you'd be like, oh my God.
You're like, here we go.
Now I got to go to court to testify about this. And then I got this kid's going to foster care. Anyway,
it's just a lot of stuff to have on your conscience.
On your conscience all the time.
All the time.
Pay these teachers, goddamn.
So he called a bunch of people, and about an hour later, the police and a bunch of other people showed up. Apparently, they'd already been suspicious about our neighborhood. They talked to us away from each other, and I had to tell several people what happened. There was this one lady who I told everything really specific. She was really nice and didn't make me feel ashamed at all. We went back home with them, and I showed the police where my mother kept drugs that I'm pretty sure were illegal. She wasn't there, but all my other 6 siblings who were homeschooled were. Then they went down the street to where my mom and our preacher were, and I don't know what happened, but they arrested her, and I think for drugs and other stuff, and someone else whose house they were at because they were doing drugs, I think. That's what they usually do.
Wow.
But not the preacher. I think they're going to look into it, though. There were a bunch of people and police who talked to all of us more, and eventually they took us to a place where they said we'd stay for now, like a shelter or something. I should have done this years ago. I feel really bad because I could have had my siblings taken better care of. I don't really know what's happening or gonna happen, but the place I'm in now is way cleaner than I'm used to, and we have clothes and stuff and food, and we don't have to watch toddlers anymore.
Oh my God. I mean, this is almost like it sounds made up because
yes,
it's so insane.
It's so insane. They weren't happy when they figured out stuff like the burns and that my 11 and 10-year-old sisters can't read at all. They weren't very happy with our house, I could tell. I hope we don't have to go back, and I hope it's okay to post this, even though I don't need advice anymore. Thank you for everyone who helped me.
So here's the big question. How the shit did this guy get on Reddit?
I am curious about that. But I mean, he did have a phone.
How did he get on Reddit?
Sounds like a fraud.
He goes to private school.
You call him BS on the story? I mean,
I'm not calling BS on the story. I'm just I'm like very curious about some of the details.
Yeah, I think
fake news, dude. You heard it here first.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. Like if he got on the internet at his private school, like picturing what high school was like for us like 15 years ago versus what it's like now. I mean, kids probably have access to like
a friend's
iPads
pad.
And
he's a new Redditor.
The private school thing doesn't add up to me. If his sisters can't read and have never been to school and he's at private school, so is it like a religious school?
Private school can mean a lot of things, and
pictured like a night like where the girl from Clueless went or someplace nice.
Yeah.
It sounds like where Dwight Schrute went to school. Academy.
Totally. It might
be a made
too.
Up private school that's just like more
about.
It could
just be that it's a Catholic school, you know?
Yeah, I mean, or it could literally be like a school that is.
It's like a David Koresh Academy.
Exactly. Like kind of a formality school where it's like, yeah, this is we'll call this a school.
Yeah. And what he's
sounds
mentioned
cultish.
Like in
oh,
some
fuck
of
yeah.
Well, what he's mentioned in some of his posts is that the school is Catholic and that it's a different religion than what his mom is. So like what his mom's part of isn't straight up Catholicism. It sounds like she is really totally part of a cult.
A lot of cults, I feel like, bubble out of Ohio.
Well, not there. More of them come from California because I think that cults are funny, right? Because cults have a little bit of they start as like hippie commune vibe, right? There is, however, one cult in Ohio that I've been meaning, I really want us to cover, and it's called like Xenon or something like that.
Oh, sick.
Eknars?
I think they're called like the Xenoids or some shit like that. And it's like this actually might be the cult that this woman is associated
That's
with.
That's what, I mean, it sounds,
because they're,
is this the Kirkland killings?
No.
No.
Oh, but Xenos Christian Fellowship.
Xenos Christian Fellowship. Shout out Xenons. Because they're really like, one of their big things is like, no masturbation ever. Get your hand away from your dick.
Why?
Right? Because it's bad. You got that, get the fucking, when you're jizzing, that's the spirit of the Lord leaving your body.
Keep it in.
Keep that Lord in. You're fucking groin, dude.
I will never really understand why some religions are so against masturbating.
If you hold your jizz in long enough, you poop it out. Did you know
that's
that?
True.
Hey, it's just science.
It does. I mean, you do it involuntarily in the middle of the night, which is...
Or
fucking awesome
in the middle of the day,
but also is very weird.
Yeah,
I just, so your body's like, I'm getting this out, like,
yeah,
cold.
Like, yeah. We got to jettison this shit, dude.
Yeah, we got a system. We got a protocol here.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this on the pod before, but Kyle Kinane has a really funny joke about that, about the getting the raccoons off the porch.
Yeah.
It's like, that's like when you're older and you masturbate, it's like getting raccoons off the porch. It's like, hey, get out of here.
Yeah.
Which is, it's really, and it's true. It's like, it's a nuisance that you're just like, get out of here. You're distracting me. Get the fuck out.
I'm in the middle of something.
Totally.
It's like, it's like getting a haircut or clipping your nails. I mean, your body's producing all this.
Totally.
You can't control the production level of,
especially
new
when
skin
you're 15,
or,
like this poor kid.
I mean,
like,
particularly when you're 15.
Right?
Like that's when it's happening.
Yeah.
And like, this is also how, like, sexual abusers happen, by the way.
Yeah.
Is when literally, like, you're told and forced, you're like, you will not get that out of your system. He's like, but unless I get it out of my system, every female that I see, I just want to go harass.
Yeah.
Like, just let me get this out of my system so that I don't do that. And your mom's like, no, absolutely not.
We only edge in this family.
We only edge, and it's Friday, so put down that cereal.
Put down your cereal.
In the name of the Lord.
The teaching of Jesus, you can't eat on a Friday.
Oh, Jesus taught all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No eating.
No jerking it.
No jerking or eating.
If we went back to Jesus time and we saw Jesus, I don't want to put money on it because he seems like a cool, good guy. But I bet part of that, too, was also like he was probably pretty free with his sexuality.
Oh, yeah. Well, he seems like he'd be super hot.
Oh, he's got a heck of kids, right?
Yeah. No.
I don't think so.
Oh, dude. I've read the Dan Brown books.
We're all children of Jesus.
We're all children. Yeah, that's right.
That's true. I mean, I don't want to speculate. My big thing with Christianity is
didn't
like...
Didn't he bone the hooker a bunch of times?
No, he hung out with hookers. That was his whole thing.
Didn't sleep with them?
Hung out.
I hang out with hookers all the time.
Well,
honey, I swear, we're hanging out.
Just hanging
we're
out.
Tight pals. They've got so much cool stuff to say. Just back
we're
off.
Tight pals. I mean, that was his whole thing. I mean, Jesus' whole thing was like... I'm gonna spend time with tax collectors and prostitutes because we should not be judging these people for the lives that they've
lepers
kind of
embraced. Gonna hang out with them.
Yeah,
whores hanging out with them.
And
this I bet
is,
all
this
the,
is the best. Like,
yeah.
Babe, I'm just hanging out with all the people that society does want me to hang out with. Because I'm a good guy.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying I'm the best guy.
With hookers, drug dealers, tax thieves, criminals.
It sounds like you're fucking around behind my back and
doing
drugs.
Sounds like you have a gang. It sounds like you're like a Jamaican pimp, and you've got like a lair full of like hookers and. I mean, that's just what it sounds like.
You see those like memes that are like, what right-wing conservatives don't realize is that Jesus was a person of color and a Jew, and it's like. Actually, he was a Jamaican tax collector who hung out with prostitutes. And bet you didn't know that, guys, from Jamaica.
That's
the
really
promised
funny.
Land.
The promised land. Oh,
so,
my
yeah.
God. So, anyway, so that's one of the top on legal advice. Let's go through some other ones. Because I think that one is obviously very dramatic. And I think you can see some that are of that level of drama. I'm not victim blaming this poor boy, obviously, but like a couple red flags in there I'm a little confused about. Not saying it's incredible, because it certainly is.
Totally.
Very, very possible and very credible, and I know this shit happens, but let's get into a couple other ones that
are...
Do
you know anybody, or do you have, like, because everyone kind of says to themselves, if I saw that, I feel like I could decipher the abuse from a distance. You know, I'm just like thinking neighborhood, I walk around, everything looks like pretty peachy, except for there's this weird white excursion limo across the street, which I've got some questions about.
I mean, your across the street neighbor is only question marks, dude.
Yeah. No, I've got
There's not a single factual reality about that place.
But there's no kids ever coming and going, so I'm like, whatever, do whatever you want. And nobody seems to be getting hurt.
I mean, I'm of the... I try to take things at face value because I think making assumptions are pretty dangerous, right?
Yeah. Like you're an idiot, yeah. Okay?
I mean, you always hear about the stories of people like on an airplane. They're like, I saw that little girl and her dad, and I just knew that she was being trafficked from Mexico. And I'm just like, what? How?
I think that all the time when I'm with my kid in public places. Totally. Like on an airplane, people are like, where's the wife? Did he steal that kid? And
totally.
I'm like, no, I'm just a good dad. He's there.
I remember.
Okay, unlike your father, who abandoned you for cigarettes.
I remember once seeing, and I don't know, I think I might have written an article about it or something, because I remember it being like a weird moment where I was like walking down the street, just kind of keeping my business or whatever. And then I saw a guy running with like a child in his arms. And I was just like, that, huh? Wonder if I...
You should be able to tell by the kid's energy.
That's my opinion, yeah. And like, but even if you can
but
tell
kids
by
also
the kid's
just
energy,
freak the fuck out sometimes.
Totally.
And shit their pants. And you're like, I gotta get this kid home.
I mean,
we got a mess on our hands.
I think it's really like you're really gambling hard when you like if you see a dad and his like presumed son or daughter, you gotta really have some fucking balls to go up to that guy and be like, hey buddy. Is this your kid?
Especially if you have to ask yourself, how old am I? You were probably 23.
Totally.
And you're like, and then you're presuming to know what anything.
I know.
So you're like, always check yourself.
Well, and there's also just second. Like that fucking, those
how many kids
those
do you
have? Who
have
that kind of self-righteous attitude where they think that they're going to be the fucking vigilante Batman who's going to go up and like save the situation. I think when
I blame it on Professor X.
I mean, there are some
telling us all we have superpowers, dude.
There are some obvious situations. Like, I think if you see somebody, like if you see a woman getting abused by a guy, I think that
you take a picture and you put it on Reddit.
Exactly. Put it on WorldStar, right? But I think there's an obligation. Like, and I have done this before where it's like I've seen a domestic argument that seems like the guy is maybe being a little too hostile, and like you
guys look so hostile when they're angry.
And I've never like intervened and be like, back off, buddy. But I've like definitely kind of stared and like sat in their space uncomfortably so that it's a little bit like I'm just watching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're not getting in their way, but it's just like. There's a guy that's clearly recognizing what's going on. I'm just like, maybe we take this elsewhere, or maybe like we fucking chill out. Because I think that's kind of how you handle the situation, right? Because if they're like, "What are you staring at, buddy?" You can just be like, "Nothing."
Staring at your face.
You know what I mean, mug, like brother.
I don't usually. I mean, we also live in a city, right? Where you see crazy shit all the time, right? Like if you drive through Skid Row, you're not going to stop and be like, "Hey." You guys need to settle down, right?
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Oh,
like,
my God. Can you imagine?
There's so many situations that are just fucking crazy, right? So, and you never know what the story is. I mean, I remember once I was riding my bike in Chicago, and I, like, veered onto a street. What I remember is legally, but there was a guy in the car who either didn't see me or whatever and almost hit me. And I, like, kind of made a fucking stink about it. And then the guy looked at me, and he was the scariest looking Latino man I've ever fucking seen, who just had the look of like, one more word and I'm fucking pulling out a gun. And it was like very clear. I was like, I got the message, moving on, right? So there's like a little bit of a
Bikers
trust your instincts of situations like that.
Sure.
Bikers, but then also
bikers are so cocky.
Oh, totally.
They're like, my right away.
Totally.
And I'm like, all right. I mean, you almost die.
Right. But if you are, if you feel like you're actually seeing something, even if you feel like you're seeing something and you're potentially threatened, you should be able to call the cops at least and say, hey, listen, I don't know what the story is here, but like, I just wanted to let you know that I saw this thing. Right. Because that's kind of like takes the burden. Well, it doesn't really take the burden off because you might have to be a part of the legal processing of it. But
it's still better.
It's still better. Yeah.
I
don't
want to
seem ambivalent. Like, I don't think this is a matter of ambivalence. I just think that like there's a tricky thing about being like the White Knight Crusader thing where you're kind of like you see literally a woman like getting yelled at by a guy and you have no fucking idea what it is. So it's like, it's a little presumptuous and rude that you would, and to a degree, a little degrading to the woman for you to be like, back off, buddy. And she's like, what the fuck? Who are you? Get out of here. I'm like taking care of myself. You know what
I'd
mean?
Rather someone like do that. And then I say, I'm fine. And then he's just, oh, cool. Sorry. Thought you needed help. Like,
totally.
I feel like it is nicer to try to say something if you feel. Yeah, but you're right. You have to trust your instincts a little bit and see it. Like, are they just having an argument?
Right.
Or is this a situation where, you know, this guy's about to get violent?
Totally.
Or,
I mean, I've also, and it wasn't a domestic thing. And I think that talking about the sex roles is a little different. But like in New York, this actually happened to me once where I was walking down the street. I saw a blind man who was trying to cross the street and he was just like sitting there and it was like the light was red. And I was like, hey man, like, you know, there's the light's red. Do you want help crossing the street? Is everything all right? And he was fucking offended. And I was just like, ooh, I'm so sorry. I did not, I had no means of offending you.
Yeah.
I literally just like
wanted
to let you know just in case. Right.
Yeah.
But it was like one of those things where I kind of realized then that there's, even when people seem like they're not in charge of their own situation, it's everybody's right to feel like they have sovereignty over their own world.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't want to impede upon that with your presumptions about their, you know, their ability to deal with their own life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's where it gets a little complicated sometimes when you're dealing with domestic disputes or even like with this. Kids are a little different because I think kids, you know, you're kind of, they're in a little bit of a weird situation because they don't have a lot of the legal or even adult responsibilities, obviously, that would give them the sovereignty over their own environment. But, you know, you don't want to just go around white knighting everybody, you know? Just seems like not a nice or astute thing to do. Anyway, let's talk about some more legal advice.
All right. I've got an interesting one here. Cool. Dog ate my neighbor's drone. Am I liable? Not sure what to do. Earlier today, my neighbor came pounding on my door, screaming obscenities and shouting at me. When I finally got him to stop yelling, I found out that he was flying his drone in my backyard again. And this time, my dog finally managed to catch it and destroy it. He claims this was a $900 drone, and I had to pay him right then and there. I refused and closed the door in his face. A couple hours later, police showed up to retrieve the drone. It was still in my yard, but my dog completely ignored it once it stopped buzzing. And they asked about the situation. They said the neighbor called them stating I had refused him access to my yard to get it. That's not true. He never asked. I'm worried the neighbor will try to press charges against me for destruction of property or sue me. Will he have any legal standing if he does go to court? He has a history of flying his drone low over my yard to tease my dog. I have asked him to stop several times, which he always refuses, telling me that I don't own the air above my yard.
I think you do.
I think you
have a certain amount of height.
Yeah. I have called the police to complain once before. He was doing flybys over my dog and getting very close to hitting him. The police didn't say he couldn't fly it in my yard, but did ask him to stop doing so in order to avoid conflict. That only seemed to egg him on. So the top comment is just, I'm more concerned about your dog. Did he swallow something that could hurt him? Watch him carefully. Your neighbor's an idiot and is blowing smoke. Ignore him unless he actually does sue you. So he was like, if your dog is injured from this, you should save the vet bills and sue your neighbor.
Whoa.
Damn. Yeah, though. I kind of am down with that.
Yeah.
So got a lot of advice, and then there was an update that got 23,000 upvotes. A small update to my neighbor flying his drone in my backyard and attacking my dog. I was served a summons by a sheriff's deputy. Neighbor decided to take me to small claims court over his drone. My mother-in-law is a paralegal secretary, so I was able to get a free consultation
with
my
lawyer. So I have a lawyer.
Yeah. So I'm good. Where she works to ask some questions about what to bring and how to prepare. He seemed genuinely amused that my neighbor was even trying to sue me. He also suggested I countersue and how I could possibly add in more damages. He told me that my neighbor and I technically live within 5 miles of an airport, and even though it doesn't have a tower, technically that falls under FAA regulations.
Damn.
This is why you
pulling
get a lawyer.
Out.
I called the hotline from Google and spoke to them about my neighbor's hobby of flying out of line of sight, flying several thousand feet in the air, flying near an airport, and made an inquiry into if he was registered to fly drones, saying he owned 2 very large drones. He already bought a new one. This one was almost 5 feet across. What?
We got some Streisand effect going
damn.
On here.
I don't know the weight across. Of that's this, a, that's but a, it...
that's called an airplane. That's not a drone.
Yeah.
Right? It definitely is at least a few pounds. They took my information and called me back once, so I know they're investigating, but I don't know anything else. I brought both police records to court, as well as several photos of my backyard, photos of our shared 8-foot high privacy fence, medical bills for my dog, and a few short videos I had of him doing flybys over my dog in the past. His main argument to the judge was that I maliciously installed a table to allow my dog to jump high enough to catch his drone, which I somehow also trained my dog to do, which yes, I had recently bought a new picnic table, but only so I have somewhere to eat.
This sounds exactly like the kind of person who would have a drone.
Yeah,
that they would say that kind of shit in court.
Yeah,
that's the
he
same
maliciously
shit.
Installed totally. A new picnic table and trained his dog to climb it.
What a
like,
fucking
fuck
nerd
you yeah. Oh my god. In the end, he now has to pay me just under $2,000 for various vet bills. He's also banned from flying over my property, and I installed trail cams in the front and backyards just in case. He seems pretty upset with me.
That's an amazing
yes.
end. He seems upset.
His name Dead Drone 999.
Dead Drone.
Good job.
You're
buddy.
Getting the gold,
you're
Dead Drone.
You're getting gilded.
You're getting
my
the
friend.
Gold. That's
man.
Fucking hilarious. And
I
that
know.
Is that reminds me of so yesterday there was a small, very like quick news report about a Trump supporter who had threatened somebody on like LA City Council or some shit like that, or a senator in California. And when they were reading the details about it, they were like, you know, Jeff Johnson of Sacramento, California.
Jeff Johnson.
Yeah, who lives in his grandmother's, who lives with his grandmother. Right? And I was just like, you didn't have to say it. I already knew it.
Yep.
It's kind of like, and he's like a Trump supporter who threatened, who like physically
man.
Threatened somebody. And it's just like,
I love how
lives
that
with his
guy,
grandmother.
That guy's threatening people and he has all the answers.
He
wants to be in charge.
Oh, so funny, man.
And he can't get a job and get out of his grandmother's space.
So many Dwight Schrutes out there.
Dwight Schrute crushed it. I mean,
he worked hard. That's true.
He was like a fantastic salesman.
But his self-awareness level, very low.
Very low.
Very, very low. All right, so here's another really good one. So I'm going to read this one, and then with the limited time we have, we've got about 17-ish minutes left. I want to actually talk a little bit about our legal experiences, because I don't know. I think each of us have had a little bit of legal skirmishes, but I'm curious about our experiences in claims courts. So girlfriend, now ex, is pregnant and wants to give up for adoption. I don't. What are my rights? Fascinating.
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Interesting question.
It's a tricky one.
That's a really tricky one. So girlfriend...
I would say the dad has the first right of refusal. I don't know if that's the term or not, but like...
I think you're talking about car dealerships. I don't know if that's...
I'm thinking that's a lemon law, you mean? Yeah. No, but if there's one parent who wants a kid and the other one doesn't, I mean, I feel like it should go with the parent.
Well,
that's
yeah.
my
I mean,
ruling.
This is,
Judge Friday.
Do. Yeah, this is complicated because I think this is one of those... adoption is one thing, abortion's another, right?
Oh,
like,
what
I
did
think
they,
like,
she said adoption.
No, I know, exactly. Okay. But it's like, she wants to give it up for adoption. But if this was an abortion case, it's like,
the woman's
right.
Right,
right?
What if you're married?
I don't know. It's complicated.
Do you have a claim?
It's I don't know.
I think you do, actually. This happened in the news. God, I feel like it was Sofia Vergara's like ex-husband had a claim on her eggs.
Oh, whoa. Like, yeah.
Like when they were married, they paid for them together. Do you remember hearing about this? And it was like this weird claim.
Man, that's
and then he wanted them back so he could put his jizz in them and like have kids with her post a divorce.
How it was all very bizarre. Is that?
That's pretty wild. That's pretty wild.
So like, I don't know what the rule is.
Yeah. But that's a strange one because then it's lawsuit. Like
they did. He did.
But where do you?
It's a strange precedent to start.
I would assume that then she's obligated to pay back, right? Or is it just like
maybe
lost money situation?
I guess in your divorce settlement you figure out all you have those to be things,
because I feel like that is
like the eggs should be a light item. You paid for egg harvesting. It cost $200,000. Like
that shit's expensive, dude. I would be pissed off too if it was just like I paid for these fucking things. I need to like have some proof of why I paid for them, and then I would assume that you would just go, well, I'm just giving your money back because that's ridiculous. I'm not giving you my fucking eggs, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if you're allowed to take eggs.
I know that. Like that's a ridiculous thing. Is like you can't take the eggs.
Start a bunch of humans. You and your wife like go halvesies on some breast implants. It's not like if you get divorced that you get
some tits
paid out for those tits or something.
Well,
you know?
I don't know. You might get paid out for them.
I don't think you do.
You might get. I mean, isn't that the same way with like houses and shit? Is it just property?
No, because it's her body.
Well, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Though.
Is it's it like her if body
it's,
though?
If it's property,
no, it is. You can't. They definitely aren't. That's not property. Like even it's just like the exchange of gifts in a relationship.
Right. What about
like,
Google that Glass? Mean,
that's true.
I don't know what you mean. Well, you're
we're
right.
all we're all point. Lawyers, so we should definitely continue talking about
I'm
this because we're lawyers. anyway, so this one about, so the girlfriend now pregnant wants to give up for adoption. Girlfriend just broke up with me. She's 3 months pregnant and told me that she wants to give up the baby for adoption. There's nothing I can do about it. She's 19. I'm 20. I want to be the father of this child. And if she doesn't want the baby, it's fine for her, but I do want the baby. Can she do it without my consent? What are my rights here? We're in Houston, Texas. I love that detail at the end because it's just like
it's Texas jobs. Rights and stuff.
Yeah, totally. I mean, also it's like it's just funny because Texas is so strict about things with reproductive rights. It's a funny detail.
Right, right.
So
right.
A lot of people had things to say. I'll read the top comment because I think it's probably pertinent to this, of course. But actually, the top comment from the mods is locked. This thread is turned into a dumpster fire. Funny. Texas and other states has a putative father registry to protect parental rights of a father and when a mother is attempting to adopt out a child. The notice of intent to claim paternity form is used to add the father's name to the state paternity registry maintained by the Texas Vital Statistics Unit. The purpose of the paternity registry is to protect the parental rights of fathers who affirmatively assume responsibility for children that they may have fathered and expedite adoption of children biological. Yeah, exactly.
So you're like first on the list.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like
the wait, there's like a waiting list.
There's a reason we have this exact law.
Yeah, it makes total sense to me. It's like if there's a father who wants to raise their kid, let him.
Yeah. So the update on that then. Damn. And some of these are fucking crazy, by the way. Let me go to this update. I lost it. There we go. Short version. I'm sitting here and my baby daughter is right next to me taking a nap. Adorable. Long version. If you remember, I asked about how I should go about stopping my then pregnant ex from having the baby up or putting the baby up for adoption. I listened to the suggestions, got a lawyer, put myself on the registry as well. She really wanted to fight me over the right until the last month of the pregnancy. I was fully ready to fight her legally to get my rights as a father, but in the final month, she changed her mind and decided to give me full custody instead of giving up the child for adoption. So we had no messy legal right over it. I think he meant fight. The childbirth and custody situation went very smoothly. My lawyer took care of it quickly, and my ex made it as easy as well. Her family didn't like this, but they couldn't do anything about it in the end, so I have my baby daughter.
Good.
And then he talks about being a father, etc.
Can you imagine like growing up and knowing that your mom just like vindictively didn't let your biological dad raise you, even though he wanted to?
Well, it's an interesting. Like, I mean, this is again where legal scenarios are complicated, because I mean, we don't know anything about the relationship. We don't know why they broke up. We don't know any of that stuff. And I'm sure he didn't list it for a reason. Granted, it could have just been
maybe
like
he's
a he
creep
said, she
central
said thing. Exactly. Like, he could be creepy. He could
she sounds creepy.
We don't. I mean, it is.
They
it is,
sound like a creepy bunch of people.
It is fucked up that she would be like, even though it's yours, it's not yours.
Yeah.
Right. But then again, it's also like, well, what? Like, did they? Why did they split up? What's their relationship dynamic? If you know, because you know, you don't want a child to be in the hands of somebody who can't handle a child, obviously. And this kid is 20, and we have no fucking idea what the deal is, but. I don't know. I mean, good for him. I'm glad he
might have got those that one. Creepy Xenu Christian parents too that want to
maybe
bring the kid into the fold.
And that might have been. I mean, that fuck. I mean, that's that. For all we know, that's. I mean, these are just so
just
complicated.
Speculate.
You never fucking know. Yeah, we're lawyers. So again,
Look, all of these things have to do with specific scenarios. That's the point
totally.
Of judgment in hearing cases, right?
Totally.
If things were black and white, you wouldn't need lawyers. But the whole point of all of this is to argue the details and explain yourself. And so,
right.
I mean, every situation should inherently be a little different. And then a judge rules per that situation. This is what should happen, I think. But
damn,
I don't know.
Do we want to get into one more dark one? Because there are a couple on here that are fucking grim. That I feel like are pretty interesting, but are also extremely heavy.
Yeah.
Man, so Jesus. So this is one. And then I saw another one that was like, Dad got my sister pregnant. What do I do?
No.
Or something like that.
Nice.
Which
is down
God.
There. This one, which I think is an interesting one that I think these situations are tricky because we're obviously in the midst of an interesting movement with Me Too, et cetera. But, cousin confessed to falsely accusing my brother of rape. He was arrested, convicted, and later committed suicide. I have her recorded confession. What should I do with it? So,
whoa,
exactly. So she accused him of rape years ago. She was 18 and he was 22. It was false and never happened. He was arrested and eventually convicted. When he served his stance, I think she meant sentence, and got out, he was broken. From what he told me, he was heavily abused during his prison time by other prisoners. He tried to get back to his life, and he couldn't. His record, his name on the registry, and lack of options. He went from being a student at a top college in the country to having almost no prospects. Within a year of being out, he committed suicide. Yesterday was 3 years since his death. This cousin sent word through a friend that she wanted to speak with me and seek my blessing on visiting my brother's grave. I said yes, but figured something doesn't seem right. I went and had a recorder with me and recorded the conversation. Also had my boyfriend record a video of our meeting from a distance. It was public. She told me she's sorry and my brother didn't deserve what happened to him. I asked why and pressed for an answer. She broke down and said she didn't know who did it. And she accused him because he had refused to lend her money she desperately needed, and she was angry at him. Wow. The voice recorder got everything, and the video also has audio in parts that match the voice recorder perfectly. Are these evidence useful in overturning the decision? I want to take my brother's state clean. I want to make my brother's slate clean, not only for his memory, but also because he has a son. He never saw. His girlfriend was pregnant when this happened. He lost his parental rights as a result of the conviction. His son should know this and not the kind of man his father was. If so, how do we begin the process? Do we need a lawyer here? Do we need to go to the police? What consequences, criminal, will she face? Will she go to jail? Does my brother's estate claim against her damages? So on and so forth. I know this won't bring my brother back, but it can at least provide some comfort to us and to his son in maybe making things more fair. So please help me in the right direction, or put me in the right direction. So that's fucking grim as shit. I mean, what do you do? I mean,
okay. What do you do?
Yeah, so the top, if you do not have legal advice, do not comment. If you in any way advise OP to do something illegal or advise them in any way to harm anybody, I will bounce you out of the sub. Don't be stupid.
Ooh.
Welp, we tried. is the edit.
Oh, no.
It's not like people are doing that. Which makes sense. I mean, I think there's a, this is why Best of Legal Advice actually exists. And I think there's another one that's like unrelated legal advice or something where it's all about speculation about this stuff. Because obviously something like this in particular, I think you're going to get a lot of people, especially on Reddit, where you have like a lot of men's rights types.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have a lot of people are going to come out of the woodwork and be like, well, what you have to do is obviously murder her. Right. And which is not, it's not legal advice, but so the top that is not the the locked comment from the mods, definitely take this to an attorney. Keep it close to your chest for now. I can imagine that you would want to scream from the rooftops that your brother was innocent, but it will be safer for you to wait until you have sound legal advice. As a side note, you have no idea what she might do if she finds out you recorded it. Clearly, she has no qualms about lying and destroying other people's lives or her own self-interest. Also, someone might talk to the media and blow this thing up. Tread very carefully and stay quiet for now. Post on Reddit. As for other side of things, your nephew's guardian may have a good claim against her for compensation. Being able to prove to him that her father wasn't a rapist while setting him up with a college fund, etc., is the best outcome of this nightmare. So this one doesn't have an update. So this one, this is probably
ongoing.
Stay tuned. Drama. To be continued. This is actually very interesting because we talk every once in a while about doing repeat subs on this podcast, and this is a good one to come back to because I feel like there are going to be some legal ones that I think when you look at legal advice, and I think we will pay close attention to this sub and see what sometimes there are probably going to be issues that come up that are just not resolved right now. And it'll be interesting to see if something like this resolves itself because, yeah. I mean, this is a dark one. This is a dark one that is kind
being
of
a lawyer and dealing with this stuff every day.
Oh my
just
God.
Being like, man, look, if you spend an hour on this sub and you're convinced, yeah. 80% of people are total pieces of shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's brutal,
to
man.
Live in it in the court system, those people must just come home and kratom the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, I mean, I think lawyers in general, I think, can be pieces of shit. Not all lawyers, of course, and same with like not all police officers, whatever. But like, lawyers can be very predatorial, right?
Yeah.
And so I think it's one of those things where,
and I mean, so can just.
People. I mean, that's the thing is like you know, being a defense attorney, I mean, God damn, dude. Like, because not only, I mean, sometimes you're hearing what other people did, but like sometimes you're hearing some, you just kind of see how corrupted and broken the legal system is.
Yeah.
And how difficult, I mean, I think we've talked about the sex registry here before, right? I mean, this is one of those things that like, oh boy!
Oh, if you're on it, you're fucked.
If you're on it, you're basically
as bad as somebody who like molests.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's no. I think the conversation. The interesting part is there's the gray area doesn't really exist, right?
No, not
if you're
at all.
On it, you're fucked right. For pissing in a fountain near school,
right.
Or whatever.
Well, this guy. I mean, this guy was fucked anyway because it's like It wasn't like he was on the I pissed near a school type thing. I mean, he was like I'm a convicted rapist, right? Even though he wasn't a convicted rapist, there's a lie.
Well, but technically was convicted. It didn't mean he did it.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But this is I mean. It's
you don't want to be in the system, as they say.
I mean, just how do you this is more of an existential question, but like how do you live when you know you didn't do something but the world says that you did?
Oh God, yeah.
Like what, cuz I think that you have to be able to find peace in yourself. And you have to be able to find truth in yourself that you can be like, you know what? I know everybody says I did this, but I didn't do it. And that's the only thing I can hold on to that can keep me going.
Yeah, right? That'd be so hard.
It would be fucking so hard.
I don't know
dude.
What I would do. If the whole world thought that I was responsible for something like that.
Anything. I mean,
horrified.
It could be anything. It could be like, you know, like an arson or something where it's like, you know.
Just not being believed. Like,
right.
I don't know. I'd either kill myself, which would be
we know what you
my
would
go-to, or just like move into the woods, become like Unabomber style, live in a cabin.
Yeah, move to Europe.
Yeah,
I don't. I mean,
they love people like that over there.
They love rapos.
Move to Poland. Rapos. Yeah. I mean, do you? If you're on the sex registry, can you move? Oh. Or are you forced to stay? I feel like you might be forced to stay.
Fuck that, dude. Nobody can keep you in the country. I mean,
I think they can. Well, I think they definitely can.
If you've broken a law, right. I mean, why couldn't you just be like, you know what? I renounce my citizenship.
I mean, maybe you're right. I mean, I don't know.
Wouldn't
I don't
the
know
country
how
want
works.
You to leave?
I don't think I you can. Assume, but... I feel like if you're like under investigation or something, you can't leave the country in some cases. Like, you know, they'll like take away your passport or something. I don't know. But I feel like if you've been like tried, convicted, served your time, even if you're on like a sex offender registry, I feel like they don't have any right to like hold you.
Have you guys
country.
Seen? You guys have seen
Why
Wild
would
Wild
we
Country,
want
right?
To hold them.
Yeah, I'd be like, get on out of here. Yeah.
You guys have seen Wild Wild Country?
No.
Yes.
Oh boy. Well, so Fried and I will have a private conversation then on the pod right now. So.
Turn around. Duck boobs.
So that was actually one of the most interesting things about Wild Wild Country, I thought, is the woman who had the
Sheila.
Spoiler alert, by the way. When she was like, "What? Where I live now, they could, when you have done your time, your slate is clean according to them," which I think is a really interesting idea that we don't do here, which is a shame because I think that it's like, how do you? Like, that's the reason everything is so fucked up with criminals is, like, yes, there is recidivism, of course. However, like, it's a lot worse when it's, like, you get out of prison, you just did your time, and then now the rest of your life is also time because they're just like, aren't you a convicted felon?
Well, if you're never...
Fuck, no, I'm not giving you this job.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If you're not invited back to the community, you essentially stay an outcast.
Totally.
And when you're an outcast in a community, you're going to only do nefarious things like...
Right.
You know, if you can't work and you're depressed and you want to kill yourself, you're like, well, I'm going to rob people and do drugs for the rest of my life.
Totally.
I mean,
this is one of the, I think maybe it was in Shawshank, maybe. Well, there was obviously the Brooks scene, right? Where he was just like, can't live this way. But also I feel like a lot of people. I mean, you see this. It's funny. They do it in Trailer Park Boys a lot where it's like they go to jail and they're like, I'm going back to see all my friends. It's way better here anyway.
Yeah.
Right? And I feel like that's the reality with a lot of these prisoners. I mean, obviously, life
it's
in prison
community.
Is brutal, but it's like you have people to some degree who you have created a relationship with. Right. And then when you're out, you're a lot of the times these people are ostracized. So it's a very complicated thing. Anyway. Wow, that's that last story. Whew,
shit, man.
What a downer. We should read the Jerome dog again just to fucking get
just
us,
to
get
feel
back.
Better.
Just to feel bad. Feel good again. But maybe we'll skip talking about our own legal things. I feel like we don't really have a lot of time.
Legally, I can't talk about it.
I kind of don't.
Is that true?
Want it.
No, not really.
Are you in the middle?
The one legal experience I do have, though, I feel like I can't talk about. Like lawsuit stuff, I don't think you can talk about.
Yeah, I don't think you're really supposed to, but... I don't really have. I've never been in. I've never really. I mean, knock on wood. I've never had like a real litigious issue. I mean, I've had a couple things where like I've lost wages from when I was working for a company that essentially went under almost immediately, and
Oof.
And then the guy that owned the company just straight up just didn't pay me, so he owes me like 10 grand or something like
what
that. I know, and it was just like. Like, well, sorry, I'm moving to Sweden, right? And it's just like, well, fuck, god damn it, dude. Like, for real, you know?
Yeah.
So technically, I could have legal precedent on that, but that's one of those situations. I mean, that's a good example of where the sub comes in. Obviously, there are some really heavy legal things here, but like, that's a good example where I just had so little incentive to pursue it.
Yeah.
I had a monetary incentive, but like, the fucking time, the paperwork, the energy... The fucking the relationship compromising that's going to come with that, you know what I mean? Where you're just like, hey, guy that I knew that was my friend, meet me in court. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, Jesus, is that it's all worth it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at a certain point, it's not.
Yeah.
Know.
Damn.
So you just got to cut your losses. Go from there.
Yeah. Man, legal
and
guys.
Then you get on Silk Road.
Get on Silk Road.
You find a hitman.
Find a hitman.
That's what people do, right? I mean, I watched
Silk Road doesn't
American
exist anymore,
Greed
but
and those shows. Like, there's all this like half-assed hitmaning going on in the country that's
for
like
sure.
just not very good. And it's just like a thuggy guy, and it's like he paid him $6,200.
Did you see I, Tanya?
Basically,
it's
that story over and over again.
Yeah.
You're like, God, that guy didn't do a good job at all.
I just feel like, yeah, if you're going to be a, I mean, the kind of people who become hitmen probably aren't very competent to begin with. So it's like,
they seem to be more thug, like sort of just guys that like lift weights with neck tattoos and thug out more than they're wearing $7,000 Armani suits.
Yeah, you're not getting a lot of atomic blondes.
No, with like rabbit skin leather gloves.
Damn.
Interesting.
And finely combed mustaches.
Finely combed mustaches. All right, well, let's close this one out. I think Dog Boobs has a heart out, right?
Yeah, gotta cool. get moving.
Gotta get moving.
Gotta get to the old 9-to-5-er.
The old 9-to-5.
At this point, it'll be like 10 to 5.
Yeah, 10 exactly.
To it's like 10, 10 to 10.
Yeah. So, who are we gilding? We're gilding the drone boy, right?
Yeah, I like gilding drone.
Okay.
Mr. Drone Boy, Dead Drone 999.
I like it.
Thanks so much.
Good work.
We'll make a t-shirt for Ajit Pai a la mode, just to recap some things.
So I think this is a fascinating sub, man. I think this is there's a lot of you can pay attention to this one without technically needing legal advice. I think that's kind of what makes it interesting is there's some real drama here.
Yeah,
a little bit of morbid reality, a little bit of lol.
And stuff to learn.
Stuff to it's learn, of course. I mean, we didn't get too in the weeds about some of the legal mumbo jumbo, but if you want, I mean, there is certainly some of that too. However, the disclaimer is important. This is not the kind of sub that you can actually use for proper legal advice. So don't go in and be like, well, my lawyer on Reddit said... Like, that's not how it works. I think
you're
going to
get laughed at. You're going to get laughed at.
So I think, but this is a good place. If you have a situation where you're just like, this happened, it was a bad thing. I don't have any answers. Do I have a legal precedent to try to figure it out this way? Someone cut a 300-year-old tree down in my backyard. Someone's fucking drone is flying above my house and my dog ate it. Like, whatever. Like, things like that, I think is really important. And obviously, it goes without saying, if you're listening to this right now and you have one of these things, you should probably talk to the police or the lawyer to begin with.
Yeah.
The drone thing maybe a little complicated, but like if your mom is part of a religious cult and she's doing drugs on the side and making you put like a clamp on your pee hole, like
seriously,
talk to your teacher. Goddamn
it,
go
to your teacher. Yeah. That's not normal.
Not normal. So, and I don't know. I know we have some listeners abroad as well, not in the United States. So I have no idea how the legal system works wherever the fuck you are right now. Shout out French Chinese boy. but yeah.
There isn't one in China, I don't think.
There's not a legal system in China. I mean, there is, I assume, but...
I assume.
I don't know.
No, man, yeah. Confirmed not.
I feel like people just behave over there, you know?
Because if they don't, they go bye-bye.
Oh, that's damn.
I think they disappear.
Yeah, the Russian legal system.
The Russian legal system, for sure.
I mean, for as fucked up as the legal system might be here, it's better than those places. I mean, I guess you can say that.
I don't know if the legal system is better than those places, or better than those places, but I think
guarantee it is.
Well, I don't know.
You're saying the Russian system and the Chinese system is better than the United States?
No.
Something I do like about the Russian system. I got one good thing to say about the Russian system.
Whoa.
Whenever there's like, and this is probably not good in the big picture, but
when you're Putin's buddy, you're safe.
Yeah, you're safe. Yeah. When like someone gets sentenced to death, they just like take you back to your cell and shoot you in the head.
Okay.
Or at least that happened with one serial killer story that
it is
I really
more
enjoy.
Cost effective to be
way more cost effective.
Yeah. Seriously. It's like think of how much money goes into the death penalty and appeals
it's
process
crazy,
here.
Man. I think like I mean, but then you know
But
you,
then it's
you
like you kinda need to.
You need to give people the chance to like if someone
Democracy
if there's a chance
slow.
That they're not I mean I don't oh it's tough, man. It's tough because you look at somebody like the Parkland shooter or whatever, it's just like, okay, you admitted it, you fucking have all this footage of it.
Yeah.
Get this guy out of here,
get
you know
him
what I mean?
Out of here.
But it's like...
It's going to cost hundreds, like, it's going to cost millions and millions to keep him around.
Yeah.
Totally, totally.
When so many people are poor and could use the money. Like, that's the depressing
totally.
Part of the system
totally.
Is... Prisoners cost $100,000 plus a year to house.
So
and
damn
like,
much.
So, it's sad and depressing.
Sad and depressing.
I am more bummed out after this than I was when
well,
I started.
I found a random that'll make us feel happy again.
Yay.
Shitty robots.
Oh, cool. I love shitty robots.
I love shitty robots.
There's a woman who's like the queen of shitty robots.
Really?
And she's kind of like my internet celebrity crush.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is.
You know who I'm talking about though, right?
But yeah, the top of all time on shitty robots is how to properly ask out the queen of shitty robots.
And oh,
it's
really?
Like a robot that just like brings in a bottle of wine and a blowtorch to light a candle, and then the bottle of wine literally spills the entire thing out in front of the glass. It's just awesome.
Who is the queen of shitty robots?
I don't know. I got to do some more digging in this guy.
You know who I'm talking about though, right? I mean,
yeah.
You've probably seen her.
Oh yeah.
I just got iPad, which is a strange.
Oh, that's cool.
I feel like that's 60,000 readers. Why? Why would there be
Mac enthusiasts?
Yeah, why would you?
Oh, did you just land a Mac enthusiast?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I think
say,
you.
Funny. Funny, strange stuff.
That's kind of a good one. Plant ID.
Mm.
I'm always like, hey,
that is a really good
what
one.
What plant
is that? Oh, there it is. Okay,
plant
moving
ID.
On.
There's a good, there's a good.
Moving on.
I mean, this is like the phrase of 2010, but I think there's a good app for that. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I bet.
Probably. I mean, there is. This is an interesting one.
Wow, this is interesting. The top of all time for plant ID has 4 upvotes.
Are you
so it's
serious?
Not the biggest, but it's still cool.
Well, shit. Okay, cool. So this is this has been an interesting one. I think legal advice
yeah.
is stay keep your eyes peeled on that sub, man, because there's some interesting
one.
And you'll see those pop up on the main page, front page, home page every once in a while. I mean, that's how we found the one about the kid and the math teacher and his weird drunk mom and the penis clamp.
Ugh.
I think that was on all. So
I love that she's being.
I mean, I hope the kid's safe. I hope him and his family
too.
Are safe and there. And I hope he's real. I hope that wasn't just a long con because that would be a shame. Very creative story though, if it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if it wasn't true, which I don't have any indication that it's not necessarily.
Yeah, I'm not
but
speculating that it wasn't, but I'm just saying
the internet
is that's what happens.
Yeah, but it's still really good legal information. I think that's why this sub is so great. It's like you just learn a lot, and like we said, like that's not a replacement for a lawyer, but it's tough to know your rights in every situation. So it's a really interesting subreddit. Check it out.
This is funny how the world works. Last random before we close this one out, Karma Court. So this is a you're in a downvote free zone. Downvoting is illegal. So is witch hunting. Brigading is harassment. Want justice? File a case. Let's fight for your internet rights. Jump in. Argue for defense of prosecution. So I think this is I'm pretty sure. This is the court for Redditors when they have gotten karma from somebody else's post, I think. So like looking at all the posts, so it's like in session, you district for Walrus versus the mods of Murdered by Words for being post Nazis, right? So this is let's look at it. So what happened? I post a screenshot from Twitter of an atheist talking about the Bible. That was a burn on the Bible. It was a subreddit for only 2 hours and racked up 2,000 karma, doubling what I currently had, and could have gotten even more, except it was removed for not having a burn, even though it clearly did have a burn in it. And then this is the court in which you can which you debate that and try to win it back.
Hmm.
So funny. That's a funny funny way to end legal advice, actually.
It is.
Karma Court.
Karma Court, everybody.
The only real court there is.
The only one that matters.
God's Court.
God's Court. Okay,
God's
cool.
God's Court.
Well,
and
so
shout out to Harry Anderson, the original judge who died.
I know.
Aww.
Shout out. This is just a real legal pod.
Yeah,
wow.
This is a real legal pod. Okay, cool. Well, go to our website. Like us, share us, rate us on iTunes, Stitcher. All those things. If you've gotten this far on the pod, you've already probably know that. And you can buy our shirts, a jit pie, a la mode. We're making it right now.
Such a good idea.
Jit pie, a la mode.
We'll be back next week with another. I think we'll be back next week, right? Are you going to Miami for a while?
Nope, just for a couple days.
So We'll be back next week with another pod about the internet.
Sounds like a drug run.
Yeah, it does,
by way of
doesn't it?
Reddit front page.
You going to those pill mills down in Dade County?
Hell yeah!